You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. It's a Friday, which means we have all weather action on the Dundalk Poly Track in the evening to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and Dundalk's biggest fan is on the line with me, Mr. Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark.
How are you, well, sir?
Yes, excited again by the prospect of Dundalk on a Friday night, and of course I'm in the studio today, so it's double whammy for me.
Yes, so if you tune in this evening, you'll hear Andy's thoughts live with regards to Dundalk, or in fact in the afternoon as well if you want to hear his thoughts on other racing. But in terms of Dundalk tonight, Andy, it looks a pretty good card.
It does, yeah. Dundalk's been quite conscious, I think, during the majority of the winter. Sometimes you are embarrassed by your own inadequacies and you can't not kind of think, God, I've only had one winner out of eight, and sometimes it doesn't pan out the way you anticipate. But generally speaking, you know, we've managed to find at least three or four winners on most of the cards. Whether that'll be the case tonight, only time will tell. But there certainly does look several decent betting opportunities with a lot of old favourites and a lot of new ones as well added onto the score sheet tonight. So hopefully we can do okay.
Yeah, hopefully so. The first race is the 6.05. We start with a handicap over 5 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47 to 70. Times in Anna Tefka heads the market at 7 to 2 this morning. Koto is well backed, attracting the early money, 13 to 2 into 4 to 1 as we record this. It's also 4 to 1 for Little Sweetheart, 92 Strategic Heights, 8 to 1 for Sassaway, 9 to 1 for Ratil, and 12s or bigger for the others. So quite interesting. A well backed second favourite here, Andy. Koto attracting the money. Do you see it that way yourself?
Yeah, I've had a few good on Mickey Tienen's Koto tonight. My form figures on the last two runs don't look that awe-inspiring to the casual observer, but if you delve a little bit more deeper into those two performances, you'll come up with the conclusion that I have anyway, that she might be just a little bit overpriced, or she certainly was overpriced anyway, based on those on that performance. That was the fourth behind Chicklet, which is the one I'm going to highlight. She got messed around at the start. She didn't get into a good track position, but she finished her race very strongly down the outside to finish a never near a fourth behind three very smart horses who are a good deal better than this grade. Chicklet, of course, is one of the best sprinters here at Dundalk throughout the winter. Primo Uno has been banging his head against the wall, but he's a very good horse. And Geological runs in the 0-100 race in the next race, so you can tell what she was up against there. And then she just missed the break the other day, got into, again, a poor position, but once again finished her race off to a certain degree that would lead me to believe that those two back-to-back runs have certainly set her up for a good run here tonight. She's got a reasonably good draw. Just whether she comes out the stalls on terms, it's a real bizarre one to Koto, because in her younger days when she was a very good sprinter as a juvenile, she was absolute lightning out the stalls and she used to just run on one gulp of air and last out. But nowadays she just seems to be a little bit more sleepy in the boxes. So it's just a case of her breaking cleanly tonight. I'm sure she's got the class to go really well in this. Her time figures are very good, and there should be plenty of pace on as well with the likes of Little Sweetheart in the race as well. So at the prices this morning, I still think Koto represents a reasonable amount of value each way, and she's the best bet on the card.
Best bet on the card then for Andy. Koto each way in this 6.05. The 6.35 is race 2 on the card. This one is a handicap over 6 furlongs. Split the Atom, Hattrick Seeking Split the Atom, heads the market at 100 to 30. 92 for Dark Alliance, Togo Valley's 6s. Money for Grey Danube, 9s into 13 to 2. Also money for Russian Soul, who's 12s into 8s. 8 to 1 for Captain Cullen as well. And 10 to 1 are bigger prices for the others. Now, this is a bit of a who's who of Dundalk specialists, Andy. Plenty of these multiple course winners. In fact, the only runner in the lineup that hasn't won at Dundalk so far is Geological, so take your pick here, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's on the head. It is a bit of a who's who. It's like being asked to sort of date your favourite Spice Girl or Pussycat Doll. You know, the choice is endless, really. You couldn't go wrong in any which way you look at it. And it's very much the same here. It's going to be around about 5-1 the field, which shows you the complexity of this race. A lot of old favourites, a lot of horses that are used to running in this grade and also are used to posting some very fast speed figures. So it's going to be a matter of margins and fractions here tonight to sort this lot out. I wouldn't be overly dogmatic either way which race this will pan out, but I do think Grey Danube is the one that I'd probably hang my hat on as being the most consistent and reliable over this distance. He's won here seven times, no less. In fact, he's never won anywhere else. And he comes here off the back of a run two starts ago, which certainly gives him a good chance of going in again. He clocked a very good time when he beat the likes of James in Shawnee, who are two very, very smart horses on this surface, trained by David Marname. Back and forth was geological. And of course, Old Togerville was down the field that day, running one of his uncharacteristically poor races. He didn't get the mile last time out, Dave Bunyan's seven-year-old, which is a bit of an obvious thing. He was never, ever going to get. I don't even know why he tried him over a mile. That said, he still ran well up to a point. But because the fact that he does get beyond six furlongs, and he is a strong stayer over six, he can be very, very tough to beat. And that's one of the reasons why I do fancy him tonight, because he will see that better than most. Split the Atom's been on the upgrade, and I can see why there's money for him and Dark Alliance, and who was a little bit unlucky behind Split the Atom last time out. But this is a big step up in grade for both of these two horses. And I always find here at Dundalk, when they're out of their class bracket, they always tend to struggle against the real proper top-notch 0-100 horses like they face here. So Grey Danube's got the class, he's got a good draw, and I'm pretty sure he'll run a very good race. So he's the each-way bet around about 13-2 this morning.
The 705 is race three on the card. This is a conditions race over 2 miles. There's only four of them left in the lineup because Bittern is now a non-runner. Chalaman 4-5 at the top of the market. 5-2 Mandatario, 5-1 for Modem, and Lake Champlain is 7-1. What do you make of the 705, Andy?
Yeah, Shane Bittern doesn't run. That would have been my number one choice. I'm having to sort of come up with a substitute. Obviously, Chalaman's the one to beat here on the official ratings, rated 100. The only slight concern with him, of course, is that he's yet to prove himself over this distance. We know he gets a mile and a half, and he's already effective over a mile and a quarter. But until he tries this trip, and this is the first time he's raced over it, as far as I can recollect, then we just don't know. And at 4-5, you're asking big questions about taking a thin price about a horse, given those set of circumstances. Mandatario, not a bad horse either. He's also been plying his trade over distances a good bit shorter. And then we've got, of course, got the two Jessica Harrington trade horses, who are certainly not out of this, considering it could be tactical. We know that both of these two horses stay really well. And of the two, I think Lake Champlain does actually represent a little bit of value here at 7-1. Of course, he's got a little bit to find on the bare bones of the form and his rating, but like I say, this race could be a little bit messy. He's been running quite well over hurdles, and we know that he likes his surface because the last time he came here, back in October, he was a ready winner from Eye of the Tiger. So it's just a price thing with me here. I wouldn't get overly concerned about having too many fanciful bets in this race, but just because he's the outside of the lot doesn't mean to say that he hasn't got a good chance, and Lake Champlain is the value pick.
On to race number four next, the 735. This one is an all-weather championship fast-track qualifier over seven furlongs. Four of them in the lineup here. Turbine, Mark Johnston's raider, is 4-5. 7-4 for Roman Impero. More Than Money is 6-1 and 16-1 for Lex Talionis. What do you make of the 735, Andy?
Yeah, this one's a real difficult one to get your head around. I'm a little bit surprised at Turbine's favourite, I've got to be honest. Albeit he represents a very powerful stable and he has to be respected, he hasn't done anything on the numbers compared to the other two big Irish trained horses in this race, particularly Roma Imperio, and he's going to be the number one choice here. Got no hesitation to put him up as the value pick. He clocked a very fast time back in January when he beat a decent field that day, including the second Chewy Roundtown, has gone on to win subsequently. And he won by 4.5 lengths going away. Back in the field was More Than Money. And Johnny Murta's charge has also won as well, hence boosting that form line and the speed figure I've got. I think More Than Money will certainly improve upon that performance that he showed that day. And, of course, he's gone on to win, as I said, next time out, and again, another decent time. And if you're looking for a little bit of a saver or some forecast options, I'd probably actually tinker around with Roman Imperio and More Than Money here. I'd either split mistakes accordingly, one over the other, or I'd combine them in, like I say, a bit of a dual forecast or a straight forecast. So Roman Imperio and More Than Money, my two track speed figure horses, are taken to floor the favourite.
Couple against favourite there then in the 735. The 805 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a Big Bad Bob Filly's maiden. It's over a mile, and the market headed by Bridal Path, who's 13-8. It's 9-2 for Faradell. Tara Dillon is 15-2. 8-1 for Hola Tarosi. Rella Rita is 8-1. 9-1 for Lunada, and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you like in a fairly tricky Filly's maiden, Andy?
Yeah, it is. It's not a great one. It's got to be one of the worst ones of its kind for quite a while. I mean, the fact that Bridal Path is the favourite here, is only rated 62, pretty much tells you all you need to know about this race. So therefore, I do think that you've got to stick with horses that have run consistently well at this track. And one of them is Relato. You look at a form field, you think, oh, only rated 53, been running the handicaps and beginning well beat. How on earth can we put this horse up here? But her speed figures suggest that she actually might outrun her odds here. She could have done with a slightly better draw at the only negative I can put up here, drawn 12. But she did run really well here two starts ago when finishing third to Pick Your Battle and Rose Angel. And she only just got picked off close home. She missed the break the other day and got into a poor position behind Tribal Path et al. But again, that was another good, solidly run race. And you do find horses sometimes when they're running those strongly run handicaps, when they come back to maiden company, they're kind of toughened up a little bit and they're more a little bit mentally stronger than the other horses that haven't had the luxury of running in such grueling and arduous events. Therefore, I do think Patrick Harney's mare is worth a few quid each way, around about 10-1 this morning. So, Relato, the each-way choice in the 8.05.
Each-way choice for Andy in the 8.05. Then the penultimate race at Dundalk this evening is the 8.35. This one is a handicap over a mile. It's for four-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. And Rose Angel is a well-backed favourite this morning, 11-4 into 2-1. 5-1 for Tanzanite. Rock Monsieur is 13-2. 7-1 for Tom Dooley. 9-1 for Double Fast. Elusive in Paris is 10-1, as is Norville, and it's 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. A couple of non-runners here as well. Number 3, Coach Bombay, and number 4, Koretzka Don't Go. But given the reserves, we've still got a field of 14. We'll start here with the market leader, Andy, Rose Angel. She's been knocking on the door. Do you think tonight it might open?
I think this Rose Angel must have trodden a black cat. Not to have won its last two races. I mean, it was tragically unlucky behind Tribal Path. You certainly couldn't blame anyone that day because the circumstances were obviously so that Daniel Redmond couldn't do anything more than he did on the night. But he should have won the last day. I didn't think it was a great ride by the young lad. He made a right mess of it, to be honest. I mean, I think I got the horse having loads in hand on the figures, dropped down in grade. It was his golden opportunity and he rather squandered it. He only got beat a short head, but it was an absolute travesty this horse didn't win. And hopefully tonight, with a much smoother run through, she can make up for those untimely, unlucky runner-up berths. She's got a fair draw tonight. She can sometimes miss the break and get herself in behind, but she broke quite cleanly tonight. That's what made it even more galling, the fact that she's in a great track position after a furlong and, like I say, ended up sliding back through the field. But hopefully tonight Daniel will get her a little bit more prominent and hold a position rather than let you know, her things drift away from her. And she definitely is the one of the strongest bets on the card. I certainly think Tanzanite's worthy of a mention. That horse has been knocking at the door of late and didn't run too badly behind Tribal Path last time out, and I could see that as an each-way alternative. But it's got to be Rose Angel to finally put a one in front of those unlucky twos.
Rose Angel then to get ahead in front in the 8.35. The 9.05 is the final race on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile and a half. It's for 4 years and older, rated 47-65. So Raston heads the market at 4-1. 9-2 for Temasek Star. It's 11-2 for Ondemora. Brocco Pondo is 6-1. 7-1 for Locus Standi. Cape Explorer is 8-1 and 10s are bigger for the others. Who do you side with in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, you've almost got to laugh at the kind of sadistic nature of the executives here at Dundalk to put the hardest race on at the as the getting out stakes. I mean, this one is much harder than the 0-100 early on in the card. I mean, it's going to be 5-1 the field. Pay your money, takes a choice. And you could fancy a good 6 or 7, even more, if you dig a little bit deeper. I'd probably stick with Sir Aston, but only out of pure loyalty more than anything else. I didn't think he ran too badly when I picked him here the last day behind Tamasek Star and Brocco Pondo. You could argue that he had every chance, and why am I going for him again? Well, it's the fact that he's got the blinkers on for the first time, which might just sharpen his mind up. Of course, he usually wears the visor, but a different headgear can often make a difference, and when you're dealing in small fractions, that might just be the key factor to enable him to turn the form around. But I wouldn't have a particularly strong view, so I'll go with Sir Aston each way and hope that he can finally win a race, which he's been threatening to do for quite a while.
So Raston each way then in the lucky last. As usual, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary. If you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yep, I'm going to get the best bet on the card out of the way in the very first race of 6.05 in the shape of Koto. Certainly think she's got the numbers and the back class to go really well there. In the 6.35, once again, another trappy old race here at Dundalk with some of the best six furlong handicappers we've seen in recent years. Grey Danion being one of them, and he's the pick from a good draw. Shame that Bittern doesn't run in the 7.05, which makes this race a little bit of a more complicated than it should be. I'll just take a little bit of a punt that Lake Champlain can outrun his odds. Roman Impero gets a confident vote in the 7.35. He's top of my numbers, and of course he's got valuable course and distance form. In the 8.05, Relata, certainly worthy of respect there from an each-way perspective. She's got some good numbers in decent handicaps. Rose Angel's been unlucky on the last two starts, and hopefully should make amends in the 8.35. And once again, another top weight is the choice in the 9.05. And the shape of Dermot Weld, Sir Aston, who's got the blinkers on for the first time out.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck. Enjoy Dundalk tonight, and of course, we'll enjoy having you on Racing Radio throughout the day.
Look forward to it. Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.